From Today FM Ireland, this is the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
And we have had an enormous response to this item. I can see it on my screen here in front of me. Hundreds of texts flooding in. The country is up in arms about this issue, of course. Hundreds, thousands of people still not in receipt of their commemorative GAA cornflake bowls. Front of the Irish Times, a minister to make statement on bowls. The Star, the Daily Star here in front of me, leads with a kick in the bowl. And even the Sun is at it now. The Sun with their page three lovely wearing absolutely nothing but one of the aforementioned bowls, which rests neatly on her head. Tony, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Joe?
You're without a bowl.
That's right, Joe.
But you applied for the bowl, Tony.
We did apply for the bowl.
And presumably your application was above board and you filled out the usual forms.
Oh, it's
and
fine.
Went through the right channels.
Absolutely.
And so on and
I went
so forth.
It.
And made the formal request in writing, which said, what did it say, by the way, Tony?
Was to please send me one
bowl. Please send me, please
one,
send
bowl.
Me one bowl.
That's
but
right.
To date, no bowl,
no,
Tony.
No, no bowl. Bowl.
No, no bowl. Bowl. And you're angry, Tony.
I'm angry,
you're
Joe,
livid.
But...
You're livid. You are, Tony, you are. Because as a GAA fan and as a Dub fan,
Joe,
to boot, you wanted your bowl and this is affecting your enjoyment of Dublin's glorious championship run and J.O.'s goals and all the rest of it and all the lads and numbers.
Joe, I have no interest in any of these games unless I get my bowl,
Joe. Stay on the line, Tony.
Fair enough.
Because this problem is obviously not just Dublin-based. Cork is on the line. Tig, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Joe. Hello, Tony.
You've no bowl either, Tig.
No.
But this is extraordinary, Tig, extraordinary. I'm reading it here on the screen here in front of me. Is it true what I'm reading, Tig? Please tell me it isn't true, Tig.
That's right, Joe. It's true, all right.
That you are reduced to eating your cornflakes, Tig, off the kitchen tablecloth.
That's what I've been reduced to, Joe, without no bowl.
And do you not have any other bowls in the house, Tig?
No.
So you're eating your cereal off the kitchen table, Tig. And
a tuna salad there as well last night. So
a tuna salad.
That's shocking.
Stay on the line, Tig.
I will.
Now, not every county has had problems getting their bowls. Mary's in Sligo. Good afternoon to you, Mary.
Hiya, Joe.
How are you? Now, your bowl would be maroon and white, would it be, Mary? Would that be the case there, would it, Mary?
No, sorry, I don't have a bowl, Joe.
You don't have a bowl, Mary. So the bowl famine that we speak of, the scourge of this year's All-Ireland Championships, has struck the Western Seaboard as well, Mary. Is that what we're meant to believe?
No. I don't have a bowl, Joe, because I don't see what all the fuss is about.
All the fuss. It's on my screen, Mary. Sure, I'm looking at it on my screen. That's what all the fuss is about, Mary.
Huh? It's only a bloody bowl, Joe.
Only a bloody bowl. Is that what she's saying, Joe?
Only a bloody bowl.
Look, there are people desperate for bowls up here. Half of Hill 16 is looking for them bowls. And that one who can get a bowl doesn't even want a bowl. That's typical Sligo, Joe.
They
can take a bowl.
This is not only a problem that's affecting the laity, it's also affecting the clergy. Father Fergal of the Franciscan Monastery out there in Blackrock, good afternoon to you, Father.
Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Now, having no bowl is a grievous blow to you and your fellow monks, Father.
Well, indeed, Joe, because apart from being a lifelong Dub supporter, we were also wondering where our next haircut is coming from. We look unkempt, where we look messy, and to be frank, we want to
sort out. Minister John O'Donoghue, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Joe.
A crisis, Minister. What are you going to do?
Well, I wouldn't accept that there is, in fact, a crisis, Joe.
No crisis. There's people, John. There's people in Cork eating food off of tablecloths, John. Bowl touts marauding the streets of Dublin, John. Franciscan monks who are unkempt, John, because of the lack of bowls.
Well, in fact,
Where are the bowls, John?
With respect to Dublin, we've ordered an emergency consignment of said blue bowls to be sent to the aforementioned capital.
Joe, they're counterfeit bowls. They're from Longford. We want nothing to do with Longford bowls. They're not real Dublin.
John, you're the Kerry man. John, you're the Kerry man. Do you have a bowl?
Well, I do have a bowl, Joe.
Typical politician. It's one bowl for them and no bowls for the rest of us.
We're the Munster champions and I'm eating off a tablecloth.
Good afternoon to you. Back after this.